President Trump says he is moving ahead with his wall on the U.S.-Mexico border. His administration plans to select a prototype this summer and hopes to convince Congress to fund it the next fiscal year. But the administration also acknowledges the wall will not cross all 2,000 miles. One place nearly everyone agrees it won't go is the starkly beautiful Big Bend region of far west Texas. NPR's John Burnett reports.
Of all the wild places along the southwest border, Big Bend National Park, named for the great curve of the river, is the gem.
Hello!
Here in Santa Elena Canyon, the International River flows between 1,500-foot walls of limestone, a study in light, shadow, water, and time.
My name is Charlie Angel. My outfit is Angel Expeditions. We're outfitters in the Big Bend of Texas, headquartered in Redford along the banks of the Rio Grande.
Angel is whiskered and sun-bronzed. He stands under a rock ledge, his red canoe beached a short distance away.
I would like to invite President Trump or any of his cabinet to come down here. I'll give them a free trip on the river here, and they can see how unnecessary a wall would be here and that the construction and everything involved to create it would be the worst thing you could ever do. You might as well take away the park if that happens. I've got the boats. I've got the paddles and life jackets. We'll give you free lunch. Just get out here and see. That way you can cross this area of the border off the list.
The Big Bend region, where the ghostly Chisos Mountains rise out of the prickly Chihuahuan Desert, is sacred ground. The writer Marion Winnick once called it what I imagine the mind of God looks like. Trump's executive order calls for an impregnable wall along the entire border, including 118 miles of river between the Big Bend and Mexico. This is one of the few things that unites Democrat and Republican city and rural officeholders in Texas. Nobody, it seems, wants it built through here. Critics say a fence would be unsightly and prohibitively expensive. It would harm wildlife, and it's superfluous considering how the unforgiving terrain is a natural barrier. Even Border Patrol agents are against a wall out here, says career agent and local union official Lee Smith.
For us, we're not pressing the actual brick-and-mortar style wall here. That's not our objective. We've told everyone from the transition team to the current administration, for us here locally in Big Bend, what we need is manpower.
We're talking in the breakfast room of a motel on Highway 90. A retired electrician from Cleveland named Dave Wickham, who's riding his Harley across the Southwest, has been eavesdropping from his table. He believes an ugly wall installed as a quick political fix would scar the land in perpetuity.
People will build stuff, but they'll never take it back. They never tear it down and restore it. It'll be like Adrian's Wall in England going across there, but it won't be pretty.
Customs and Border Protection has identified sectors in San Diego, Tucson, El Paso, and the Rio Grande Valley as places where a new wall is needed, but not this lonesome corner of Texas. Along the entire border, the Big Bend sector has had the fewest apprehensions of illegal crossers every year for the past 44 years. Albert and Bill Miller run Black Angus cattle on their ranches that cover an area more than twice the size of Manhattan. Albert Miller knows how hard it is for an immigrant to even reach their land.
They're already crossing 10 miles of very inhospitable country and climbing a 100-foot cliff on the back.
Miller parks his pickup in a pasture of blue stem grass about 10 miles from the Rio Grande. He thinks Trump's big, beautiful wall is pointless out here.
I can't see that it's going to add anything to the barrier already in place with just the land and the mountains. And these guys that are coming, they're crossing something already, something even greater than the wall.
The National Park Service declined to comment on the wall. Big Bend's wildlife biologist, Raymond Skiles, only agreed to talk about some of the park's full-time residents. Mountain lion, black bear, bighorn sheep, and a raccoon-like creature called the white-nosed coati. These mammals range back and forth across the Rio Grande to forage and keep their gene pools healthy. Moreover, Skiles says in this arid environment, they need to be able to get to the river.
The Rio Grande is also the park's most important water source for animals. As simple as that.
In February, the Commissioner's Court of Brewster County, which encompasses the national park, passed a resolution. This county that voted for Trump concluded the wall is unnecessary and would not make them safer. Commissioner Betsy Esparza.
I'm a Brewster County native. To imagine a wall in the midst of that landscape, which is beautiful, this is God's country. It's really unimaginable. I don't want to think about it.
These naysayers may get a reprieve. Last week, Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly told Bloomberg TV there are places we probably will not build a wall, and one of them is Big Bend. John Burnett, NPR News, along the Big Bend of West Texas.